Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up, even though we have what many would describe as the most contentious Supreme Court nomination in history behind us, the left remains unhinged in their opposition. Abortion was a prominent issue in the opposition to Justice Kavanaugh, but religious liberty is an issue that is going to be one of the hottest topics before the current court. We'll talk about that a little later with Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty. But first, to go a little deeper in the radical, no-holds-barred opposition from the left, we'll be joined by someone who was in the eye of the storm, Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, joins me in just a moment. And as we've been seeing across the country, the drag queen story hours, these programs held at local libraries, is one of the latest well-organized efforts of the radical LGBT movement to indoctrinate young children. We're joined by Pastor Rich Penkowski with Warriors for Christ Ministries with a case that actually happened in my home state of Louisiana, Lafayette. And there are some activist in Austin, Texas, that want to kick Celebration Church out onto the street. Joe Champion, founding pastor of Celebration Church in Austin, Texas, and Leah Patterson, attorney with First Liberty, is here to explain why. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it is at T Perkins. Let me remind you to take the pledge. The pledge. That's right, the pledge. The pledge to pray, to vote, to stand, to pray for our nation, to vote your biblical values, and to stand for the transcendent truths upon which this nation was built. Pray, vote, stand. Go to PrayVoteStand.com and take that pledge. Share it with your friends. Or you can go to TonyPerkins.com, follow the links over. And by the way, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at T. Perkins. Okay, the world watched on as we witnessed incredible scenes around the confirmation process of now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We heard screams, we heard howls, we saw protests, we saw people clawing, literally clawing at the door of the Supreme Court. We saw what I would describe as anarchy in the confirmation hearings. I mean, it was unbelievable. Well, with us now is the man who was really in the eye of the storm, who was trying to lead this process and did successfully lead this through the process. In fact, the president pointed him out the other night and gave him a shout-out at the swearing-in at the White House of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He is from the state of Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you very much. Always glad to be with you, and thank you for your conservative point of view that you get out regularly, and I listen to all you have on your agenda for today, and it's all very appropriate.
Well, thank you, Senator. And let me first, before we start, say congratulations and add my voice to those who say I think you did a remarkable job of trying to keep a process that others were determined to blow up, and you kept it on track, and you got the president's nomination through the process. And you deserve a debt of gratitude to the American people for doing that. So thank you.
Your listeners are people that believe in the power of prayer. And it was in stressful times to have people say that they were praying for you. It was really a comforting situation. So thanks to all your listeners that may have been doing that to support us back here in Washington.
So let me just start with this, Senator Grassley. Were you surprised as soon as you dropped the gavel and called the committee into session for the confirmation hearing, I mean, it just looked like, it looked like all hell broke loose.
Well, let me say, for the 3 months we went through this, we had a fair, thorough, and respectful process. It didn't start out that way, as you just indicated. But by contrast, the left eventually became an angry mob. And some of that anger was expressed in the efforts of Democrats on my committee to stop the hearing even before it started, or at least at the drop of the gavel.
What do you see as the fallout of this? Because, I mean, look, I made this, I think I talked about this earlier, I know earlier in the week I did, I saw the number somewhere short of just shy of 400 arrests from the protesters at the confirmation hearing and then at the confirmation vote. compare that to Sotomayor and Kagan, where they were like a total of 4 arrests. I mean, this is unprecedented, the opposition that we saw.
Well, I think it's bigger than what you just saw in regard to Kavanaugh's nomination and the angry mob and everything. There is less civility in American society than we traditionally had. Some of that's reflected in Washington because we're a reflection of the grassroots. And so that's why you had a senator say, get in their face. You have a Maxine Waters, a congresswoman, saying, get in their face. Even at the restaurants, you see crews attacked. You see the president's press secretary attacked, so they have to leave their eating. So what I would like to look to the future, and I'm not trying to avoid your question, but I think people that are in public office, even Chuck Grassley, ought to set a high standard of civility, and hopefully that improves civility in the American society as a whole. So there may be a fallout. It could get worse, as your question might imply, but I'm going to look to the future and think of things getting better. And then in regard to a lot of people saying, well, it might be reflected in the Supreme Court having less public support than it normally has. Let me take you back 28 years to Clarence Thomas. I heard the same thing then. And then I look back at 28 years of Clarence Thomas, and I see no attempt by him to take retribution against the people that said, as he described it, a high-tech lynching. And so we've had all this fallout from Kavanaugh, but I expect Kavanaugh to be the same justice on the Supreme Court that he had, bring a tremendous reputation to this hearing, and then in turn to the Supreme Court, now that he's on it, of collegiality and interpreting law and not making law, not being a super legislature, and having the respect of his colleagues on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. So I don't want to accept what your question implies, that maybe there isn't a better future. At least I'm going to try to make it a better future, and I think Kavanaugh is in a position to do that on the court.
Well, in fact, he made that point Monday night at the White House in the swearing in. He made very clear in his remarks that he was not going to be tainted by this process, that he was going to be fair and objective in every case that came before him, which is what we expect. But I do think that there is a level of, as you talked about, incivility. There is this strain that I've not seen before, and I've not been around as long as you have in the political process, but I've been around a quarter of a century when it comes to politics, and I think there is a less respect for our fellow human being, and I do think we've got to restore that. But I'm very concerned at, you know, there seems to be no self-reflection from those that just went through this process. In fact, I mean, we hear comments from Hillary Clinton and others. Basically, we've got to continue to march forward. We've got to pack the court. They want to increase the number of justices to 11, which, by the way, I want to ask, do you think that would ever happen? Is that something that you can see happening, where they can dilute the conservative constitutionalists that are on the court by packing it?
No. And I don't think it'd even get 100% Democrat support. And I know it's coming from the liberal left, but there's a few sensible people still in the Congress who are Democrats. But I think your question's very appropriate right now as we go 28 days into the next election. And if people want to make sure that mobs don't rule in this country, November's a chance for Americans to reject mob rule. And I think one of the rallying cries of conservatives in this election is remember Kavanaugh and move ahead from that. We're not tired of winning, and we should not be tired of winning. And we're going to have 3 more nominations hearings on these judgeships. We're going to continue to process judges, even though they aren't Supreme Court justices. We got 41 on the counter right now, and the Senate should stay in session as long as we need to get all these people confirmed even before the election.
And I do think that the Kavanaugh hearing and all of, you know, the whole blow-up and everything that took place there, Senator Grassley, did put before the American people the importance of the court once again, much like it did in 2016. And this is a generational issue, because what we saw as I was sitting there in the White House the other night, it was very clear. I mean, this was a historical shift of, after nearly 60 years or more, the court actually moving back toward operating within the boundaries of the Constitution, as it should. That will have significant implications upon our nation, and then, quite frankly, put more responsibility back onto the Congress to be the body that creates the laws and policies for the country.
Republican presidents have been some of the greatest violators of putting us into the situation where we have an evolving Constitution instead of the strict construction that we want of original intent. Because, you know, Eisenhower put on Brennan. He put on Earl Warren. And then Nixon comes along and puts on a couple people from Minnesota, that one of them writes the Roe v. Wade decision. And then we have H.W. Bush putting on Souter, as an example. Or to some extent, you can even say Reagan made a mistake with Sandra Day O'Connor, although not the worst of it. And look at what Democrats do. They put on these people that stick together, Breyer, Souter, Breyer and Ginsburg and Sotomayor and Kagan, they stick together. So Democratic presidents are much more committed to putting people on that are going to be more ideologically prone to rewriting the Constitution. And now we've got enough people on here that finally are the type that we ought to have.
You're absolutely right. I've never seen a liberal become conservative, but I've seen conservatives become liberal. Senator, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, I want to commend you on a job well done for sticking in there and right in the eye of the storm and directing this process through to completion. So, Senator Chuck Grassley, thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.